Happy Tuesday, everybody. I have got Chase on with me for today's fifth thing. What up, Chase?
What's going on?
Happy to have you back on. I feel like you are a staple in the fifth thing from time to time. And then also, you were totally available to do it today because you're in quarantine because you got coronavirus.
I know. I'm a week in, so I just have another week, but feeling a lot better. So pumped to be on with you.
We're very glad that you were able to get through it and that you are getting better, because I know that's not the case for some people. And it's just another reminder to socially distance and wear your mask. And but you were able to trace back exactly where you got it, correct?
Yeah. So I had an incident where I had gone to dinner on a patio even with someone I work with. And the next day they ended up showing symptoms and tested positive. So I knew pretty quick, but we're all good now. And luckily, no one else got infected.
Awesome. Well, happy you could join us. And, you know, we always start the fifth thing episode off with a quote. And I'm going to share something that my pastor actually said at church this past Sunday. And he was talking about little gains over big gains. So that's the quote, little gains over big gains. But I'm going to paraphrase what he shared so that way you can apply it to really any area of your life where you're wanting to make improvements or implement different habits. But for him personally, he happened to be talking about his prayer life. But again, this could work for anything. But in a nutshell, he was saying that when he realized at this particular point in his life that he had completely stopped praying or having any sort of quiet time, something like that, he knew he needed to start again. But he knew that, you know, waking up at 4 a.m. and trying to have this drastic prayer and quiet time probably wasn't going to be ideal for him because he had completely been out of practice. So he started doing 90-second prayers at a time and then building up to 3 minutes of prayer time. And then gradually he started spending more time with it. And he just talked about how important it is to focus on little gains. And then it can lead to bigger and better things instead of us trying to eat the whole elephant at once. And I'm still laughing because I hear that phrase and use the eat the elephant thing a lot. And I had never even heard that myself until maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago. So
that's such a good reminder. What you shared about what your pastor said, and then also that, you know, eating the elephant one bite at a time.
I know. I feel weird saying the elephant one because it's not one that I even knew about, but I've mentioned it on podcasts recently because it is such an amazing thing to keep in mind, because something can be super overwhelming or daunting, but then when you take it one bite at a time, like you would an elephant, then you will get through it. So that is the quote, little gains over big gains. Shout out to my pastor, Matt Smallbone, for an awesome message on Sunday. But that was a little takeaway that I thought I would share with y'all. And I guess with that, we'll get into the first email. Chase, you want to read it?
Yeah, you bet. All right, this first one is from Rachel. A while back on the show, you shared an easy pumpkin cookie recipe. I have misplaced this and can't find it anywhere. Is it possible you can send it to me or share it with us?
Yeah, Rachel, and by a while back, I think you mean, I don't know, 2014 or something, because I myself have not made those in a while and thought, where do I have that recipe? I know it was easy, but I can't remember it. So I just Googled easy pumpkin cookie recipe, Amy Bobby Bone Show, and a tweet that I put up from December 2014 popped up. And the recipe is so simple that it fits into a tweet. So I'll read it here now. It's one box of spice cake mix, one can of pumpkin puree. You mix it all up. You spoon it onto a tray, like little cookie servings, like just or a tablespoon or whatever, and then bake at 350 for 18 minutes. Boom. And it's like these little pumpkin bites, and they're so delicious and fluffy. And speaking of cookie recipes, Leanne Ellington got back to me with her cookie cake recipe, and it sounds amazing. And I will share it at the end of this episode, since it's definitely more ingredients than the pumpkin cookies. So have a pen and paper ready if you want to jot it down. Now, Leanne hasn't shared this recipe before, so I didn't really want to post it online and make it super easy for you. Sorry about that, because I feel like if it's posted, she should be the one doing it if she chooses to do so one day. But since she was kind enough to give the recipe to my listeners, then I'm just going to read it here at the end of this episode. It's really not too super complicated, but I'm not going to read it all right now for those that really don't care for a chocolate cookie cake situation. So just keep listening at the end. And if you're done with the episode by the time I start reading that, then you can just be done and stop listening. Okay, next email.
Awesome. This one's from Amanda. hey, I saw on the Bobby Bones Show Instagram that your psychic cousin accurately predicted the month Bobby would propose to Caitlin. And I wasn't sure if y'all ever shared her contact info because I might like to talk with her.
Okay, so Amanda, ironically, her name is also Amanda, and her website is soulpathology.com. And it's such a weird place for me to be because I am from a place where I don't believe in psychics. I don't even know really that she calls herself a psychic. I guess I just say she's my psychic cousin, but she says she has the potential to tap into people's higher powers. And she also has said that she's communicated with my mom, and my mom passed away in 2014, and she's able to tap into that. So I guess that makes her sort of a medium in a way. And she knows that I struggle with this, but I also like to support my family and friends. So if anybody else wants her info, who am I to keep that from you guys? Just because I struggle with where I stand with what she does and if it's really true or whatnot. But she did nail Bobby and Caitlin's proposal month. She told me back in July that it was going to be October, and she kept that a secret. I didn't tell it to Bobby. I didn't tell it to Caitlin. She messaged it to me on WhatsApp. That way nobody else would see it, but we would have it in writing that that's what she was predicting. And sure enough, he proposed in October. And I went with him in early October or late September to finalize the ring and pick out the band for the stone. And when I heard him ask the jeweler, Genesis Diamonds is where he went. It's like here in Nashville, and we just went and we're in this back room with this nice lady, and she was super helpful and said it could be about 3 weeks for them to get it done. And then Bobby just said, hey, is there any chance you can get it done by October 9th? And I thought, what? Why in the world would he need it by October 9th? There's no way he's proposing in the next 2 weeks or so. And she said, well, let me see what I can do. Maybe we can get it done early. And sure enough, they got it done early. They got him the ring, and he did it that weekend. And it ended up being early October. I think maybe he would have done it later, but he wanted Matt Carney to sing because that's their song. He's the singer songwriter of their favorite song or their couple song. And Matt had that Sunday available. So my cousin was right. It probably would have been November. But honestly, back in July, I would have thought, no, it's probably going to be 2021. There's no way it's going to be in just a few months. But sure enough, my cousin Amanda,
she nailed it.
And again, her website is soulpathology.com. If you want any of her other info or you want to follow her on Instagram, all of that's on her website. All right, next email.
All right, this one's from Emily. I heard that you're giving melatonin to your kids to help them sleep. Do you mind sharing the brand that you recommend?
Okay, so I just found a bottle of gummies at Walgreens. I wasn't going after a particular brand, but we had had some stuff where Stevenson wasn't sleeping that well. And I mean, honestly, who's sleeping that great this year? I feel like nobody in our house is. I'm certainly not as well as I would like. But we had some stuff going on to where the therapist reminded us, hey, just like with adults, same thing with kids, the HALT acronym, which I've shared on the podcast before, which is if something's going on or there's a behavior issue or you're acting weird or kids are acting up, they could be hungry, they could be angry, they could be lonely or tired. And we had addressed some of the other things and then thought, maybe he's just really tired. And she suggested that we get some melatonin to test it out, see if it would work. And I don't know why we hadn't thought of that in the past. I mean, my dad takes melatonin every night, crushes up a pill, puts it in his feeding tube, and it really helps him. And I have taken it. I definitely probably should start taking some now. Maybe I'll steal some of Stevenson's little gummies. But we just drove to Walgreens that night after that therapy session, and the only brand they had were these Vicks, like the Vicks Vapor Rub brand, but gummies, and they're called Pure Z's. And Stevenson really likes the taste, which is a huge deal when it comes to gummies and kids, because if they don't like them, they're not going to take them. But he luckily likes the way they taste. And I give it to him 30 minutes before bedtime, and he normally falls asleep before on the couch or in another room, and then we carry him to bed. And then he'll kind of wake up when we do that, but we'll lay down and read to him for a little bit, and he'll fall asleep while we're reading. And I think, wow, these are little nighttime magic candies. So You know, again, tired adults are no bueno. So if you're an adult with no kids, might I suggest getting some melatonin gummies for yourself. Also, another thing we got Stevenson was a weighted blanket, and that has helped as well. I had noticed that at night he was wanting to pile pillows on top of himself. Something about having that on top of him was helping him. And I thought, oh, well, you know what? I use a weighted blanket sometimes, so it makes sense. And they make smaller ones for kids that are lighter, because mine's 20 pounds. It wouldn't work, but his is 5 pounds and it's smaller, fits right on him, definitely helps. And then Chase, I didn't plan on talking about this at all right now, but it makes me think of this article I saw, which I have no idea if there's anything to this, but if you want to improve your mood in 60 seconds, it said to just touch something soft, like a sweater or a blanket, while you relax for 1 minute, and just touching that softness will release oxytocin, which is obviously a hormone that improves mood. So maybe that's a really cheap way to improve your mood in 60 seconds if you're looking for it. I think that was a study done at University of California or something like that.
That makes sense, though, because I feel like when I'm relaxing on the couch, if I have like a really soft blanket, I subconsciously I'm kind of sitting there just like petting it.
Yeah. Stashira, my daughter, she sleeps with a little, I guess, a security. Oh, Stevenson just walked in the room. Do you want to say hi? Okay, come say hi.
Hey, my name is Stevenson, and I'm wearing Superman costume.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be a Superman for Halloween.
I thought you wanted to be Spider-Man.
I don't know about that yet.
Okay, well, he is dressed as Superman.
Superman
right now.
For Halloween. Yeah. I love it.
Well, we ordered a Spider-Man costume, too. We're basically living in costumes these days, which is another mood booster.
You got to have options.
Yeah. Okay, Chase, next email.
All right, this last one's from Pam. Hey, Amy, I was wondering what your thoughts would be on doing a series on racism, race relations, and racial injustices similar to your Outweigh series. I don't suffer myself, but did enjoy the series and thought it was very insightful and gave me a better understanding of what someone with an eating disorder may go through, and to be more mindful of my words, because you just never know what someone may be going through. I was just thinking about how we can continue to grow and move forward when it comes to race relations in this country, and part of that is not letting the conversations grow cold. There was so much chatter early on after the George Floyd incident, and now it doesn't seem as loud. I know you brought up the conversation in your podcast right after, but I haven't heard much recently. I know that doesn't mean you're not thinking about it or working on something else, so please know I'm not pointing fingers or making assumptions. Without knowing your audience makeup, I thought initially it may not be well received, but then I thought any audience could benefit from educating themselves. Example being, again, I don't have an eating disorder, but I learned from the series. Anywho, this is what I was thinking about the other night when I couldn't sleep. No idea why it popped into my head, but it was placed on my heart to share.
And Pam, I'm so glad that you shared, because, yeah, I don't want the conversation to grow cold. And I myself have even thought, oh, I need to be better about weaving in that content into my episodes. So I am so glad that it was on your heart and you said something. And I know you came from a kind place, and I don't take offense to you bringing this up. I appreciate y'all's feedback more than you know. And I actually hadn't thought about making it a series. You know, Mary and I had talked about doing an Empowered Women series, and the amount of work that went into the Outweigh series is a lot. And we have some exciting news on Outweigh and an update on that and how we're doing it. It's actually going to be better for everyone, but less work on my end. The series, they just take a lot of work in addition to the podcast. And so here's what I can do is start to be intentional about weaving it in, but make an episode that focuses on that every now and then. Obviously making it one thing here or there, but then having a focused episode solely on that. It's a great reminder because it is on my mind. It is on my heart. When we're booking people for the podcast, I'm looking for diversity, trying to figure that out. And I love your feedback. So Pam, I will work on something similar to the Outweigh series, but probably just more will show up in episodes instead of a full-blown 4-part series or something like that. Chase, that sound okay?
I think it sounds great.
Because you know, I mean, we're working on, when we're booking people and thinking of content, we are keeping that in mind. You know, not,
absolutely.
Not just to show that we're a part of the conversation, but because we want to be a part of the conversation and we ourselves don't want to drop the ball. I feel a certain level of responsibility when it comes to that. So yeah, Pam, love the feedback. And I guess we're wrapping here. So this is where I will share the cookie recipe from Leanne. And I love that y'all sent in emails. Thank you to everybody that has. Fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com is the email address. In case you've never emailed, would love to hear from you. If you haven't subscribed, that would be awesome. You can rate and review. The website is radioamy.com, where you can find links to the Bobby Bones Show and any Espoir Four Things products, which the customized Four Things Christmas pullovers were a huge hit. I don't, at the time I'm recording this, we haven't reached capacity, but who knows, when you're listening to this, we maybe have. But if you want to customize a pullover for Christmas, then you can go to fourthings.com to do that. And we are releasing royal blue ones for Hanukkah. So those might be up as well, depending on, again, when you're listening to this. But they will not have anything on the sleeve other than espoir. So maybe you don't celebrate Hanukkah, but you just really would love a customized royal blue Four Things pullover, then hey, you can do that as an option for yourself too. Okay, here is the cookie recipe from Leanne Ellington. So ingredients: 1 cup of butter softened, 3/4 cup of packed brown sugar, 1/4 cup of white sugar, 1 3.5-ounce package of instant vanilla pudding mix, 2 large eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 3/4 a package of 12-ounce milk chocolate chips, which she recommends the Ghirardelli milk chocolate chips. And the directions are: step one, preheat oven to 375 degrees. Step two, in a mixing bowl, soften the butter and add in both kinds of sugar. Add in the pudding mix, eggs, and vanilla. In a separate bowl, combine the flour and baking soda, and then add that into the other mixture and mix it well. Fold in the chocolate chips. Step three, place it in an 8-inch round or square pan and bake at 375 for 25 to 30 minutes. And also, she usually greases the pan with coconut oil. She also said that she's tried the same recipe with other kinds of chips, like peanut butter chips, white chocolate chips, and butterscotch. And she said they're all amazing. So in case you don't want to do chocolate chips, you can do the other kinds of chips. Okay, Chase, thanks for joining me for today's episode. Glad you're feeling better, and wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Okay, bye, y'all. We'll see you on Thursday for a new Four Things episode. Bye.